For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU tennis team resumes their season this weekend. They'll travel to North Dakota Saturday, host St. Cloud State Sunday. Senior Zoe Lindgren joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU tennis team officially opened up their season September the 8th. They took on Wisconsin River Falls in St. Cloud, winning 9-0. The Beavers have been idle since. The season resumes this weekend, traveling to Division I North Dakota tomorrow before hosting St. Cloud State on Sunday. The Beavers have two seniors on the team. One of them, Zoe Lindgren, talks about that early season match against River Falls and how it helped a young team.
I think it really helped tie our team together with just basic teamwork skills, and it helped us kind of establish what we want to do and how we want to execute matches, but it also got our jitters out early.
Lindgren played at number one singles, had a 6-love, 6-4 win, also competed in number one doubles with Hannah Olmey, winning 8-0. And the Beavers travel to North Dakota tomorrow. We'll host St. Cloud State on Sunday. Don't worry, you can still get to the match and still watch the big game Sunday afternoon. Beavers and the Huskies at the BSU Rec Center. Match begins at 11 a.m. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.